transfer program. That was the Pink Floyd, one of the most technical.
Anyway, once we've laid that down, we can select any point at all for Nicky to pick up, can't we?
Or the rest. Well, how are we going to track him now? We want to talk to their producer, Norman Smith, about which instruments should be laid down on each track.
Well, is there a rhythm?
Well, no, I mean, rhythm, I didn't mean.
Well, now, I can't tell you what I think would make more sense. If Roger puts in her first of all, that performance in there, do some vocal. So that we can then time exactly where to pick up the next section. Does that make sense?
Here is the 8-track machine.
We shouldn't do that.
If you look at the heads, you can actually see the separation on them. And the tape itself, which is now being loaded by the tape engineer, is about an inch wide as opposed to the quarter inch, which you'd see on an ordinary domestic tape recorder. Sitting next to the producer on a session like this, you have your panel engineer. And he is the most important part of the operation. The moment you see the console and you understand why, it's like the engine room of a ship.
expanding, so we're going to play some music to calm down.